Todd Jamieson's been good enough to jump on the line as well, Adelaide Crows board member. Now, you heard the audio from Andrew McLeod, the original audio from his podcast and the follow-up audio from late yesterday. The issue is, what do the Crows do next? It's not something they can... It's going to be hard for them to fix the perception. Now, having a big group hug between Andrew McLeod and Rod Jamieson and Matthew Nix and Mark Rashido on the front page of the Advertiser isn't going to do it. But what will they do? Rod Jamieson joins you. Welcome to you, Rod. Great to have you on the program.
Yeah, likewise, Dwayne. And you can also add a right shoulder reconstruction to Sav Rocker's list as well, too. So
he from fell you, on me you've one had night. To, you were on the end of one, yeah. Were you?
Yeah, I was.
Rod, you and I see each other, you know, on a semi-regular basis. I understand the fight that you've had as a club because, you know, winning two premierships kind of sets a foundation of culture in many respects. But you are still a relatively new club, the way I look at it, like the Giants have been, like the Gold Coast. You've come in from scratch to try and create something. It's not like Norwood came into the comp or Glenelg came into the comp with this already established historic brand of the way you can play. You've been around for 30 years now, the Adelaide Crows. How do you see this taking its next step in that development?
Look, it's ongoing, Dwayne, and look, we probably are connected to probably close to 80 or 85% of our past players and officials, and it's been really positive. And what we've put in place over the last 5 or 6 years has really been testament to, I guess, the AFL Players Association acknowledges that we're one of the better in the land of what we do around certainly connection, connection and also game day activations, as well as, you know, father, son, daughter academies and their activations and getting them involved. Our welfare and medical setup and establishment to be able to help our past, to be able to live normal in day to day. And it's really, that's the choice. And as you well know, when you leave a club, on whatever terms that might be, some get to do it on their own, some are forced into a position. Now, all we want to do is stay connected as much as we can and give that past player and or official the choice when they're ready to come back.
So were there flaws in the way that you have connected with Andrew McLeod?
No, I don't think so at all. He's been involved in our club as an employee or a contractor for the last 7 years through our Indigenous program, through he and his wife, Rachel. He's currently involved as an assistant coach with the women's team. And Andrew's never shared his queries or concerns around, you know, at a level that's certainly concerned us. You know, certainly in more recent time, you know, our chairman has reached out, Rob Chapman, Andrew Fagan, spoke obviously regularly with Mark Rashudo and again today, and we're keen to get with him and sit with him and understand in greater detail, you know, what are they? I mean, we love him, Dwayne. There's no doubt about it. He's a favourite of our club. He's a champion of our club, and we acknowledge, but we just have some differing views on where he sees it, but we're keen to find out what they are to make it better, and that's what the industry's about.
So he hadn't addressed this with the board previously, this disconnect?
No, he hasn't. And again, that's why I've been reluctant to sort of talk on his behalf and wanted for him to share what it was. But, it, you know, you certainly don't want it as a Dr. Phil episode where you go out and you tell, you know, thousands of people and supporters and, you know, when we could probably get behind closed doors and thrash it out and talk about it. And it's certainly, I don't want it to be a tit for tat either, like some of the points that Andrew raised. There's rationale and reasoning behind that. And through that, he acknowledges too that he hasn't engaged certainly with the past players particularly and the club in part. So we acknowledge that. We want to make it better. We want to engage him. We want him to be part of the club and we're keen to do that.
So what was he talking about when he talked about spin and starts at the top and things like that?
Well, again, I don't know, Dwayne. I can't, and I don't want to put words in his mouth either. So it's, yeah. I guess, some of the things that, as you will know, the industry's changed. Clubs have changed. You know, there's 200 staff members. It's not like it used to be. The industry is more of a business, and we need people to engage in the business, and it's a busy business. It's highly scrutinised, and, you know, it's hard to appease everybody, and it's no different, I think, in any organisation that people are listening today that work in. You don't always agree with what management say. You don't always get along with a person that works in your environment. And it's as simple as that. Now, but the great thing is we're keen and we want to listen. He is a great of our club and we want him around the club as often as he can. And we'd love to have the opportunity to sit with him and understand what they are.
So is that the next step? So you've obviously said that Andrew Fagan's talked to him, Rob Chapman's talked to him, Mark Ricciuto's talked to Andrew. Do you see some sort of understanding happening where there's a change that you can make to appease him? And he mentioned other players as well. Will you ask him who those players are and touch base with those players who feel the same way as he's indicated there are?
Yeah, look, absolutely. We'd love to. I probably need to clarify. No, he hasn't responded to Rob Chapman and he hasn't responded to Andrew Fagan as yet. He has spoken to Mark Ricciuto and I did speak to him also the other day too. I know Rui's followed him up again after his commentary yesterday and he hasn't heard back. So, look, he's a temperamental soul, but we want him around. He's very much a part of what we want. And again, Matthew Nix is a new coach and he's looking to do things differently and build out what he would like to see embedded in our culture and what our current players can do as a representative and engage more. Adam Kelly's doing the same. We all have the same focus and desire and great outcome, you know, and we've declared, I guess, in the last 12 months, Dwayne, over here, 18 months, like the current facility we're in is not conducive to having our supporters and others come down regularly and engage. I mean, it's very much a commercial work site at the minute where we've got buildings and going up around us all over the place and hence our desire to move to another location where we can open up our club for as often as we can, engage people in on and around the oval and the facility, whether it's a cafe or enjoy North Adelaide in between where we hope the club one day might be an Adelaide Oval is. So look, we're as keen as anyone to get Andrew in to have a chat and further understand and we'd like to know what those are and if there are any other past players and or officials that feel the same. It's always been articulated through all of our messaging and particularly through our past players and officials that we're always available to have a chat to.
Your club's been on the ropes a bit, Jammo, in recent times. You've had some issues happen and I won't drag you through the war again, but Andrew McLeod's comments on the surface don't help the perception of the Adelaide Crows Football Club. Has every past player got your phone number? If there's a player out there that feels the same way, would you rather them call you first and have you address it rather than address it publicly first and then give you a call 3 days later?
Oh, totally. I think every club would want that as well too, Dwayne. You know, like if you do feel that strongly, we'd like you to engage and get involved if you can, if you've got the time. And we acknowledge that, you know, the efforts of everyone is not always the same. It's they've got family, work and children and other commitments they have to balance. So we're certainly aware of that, but we're always available, you know, and open to anyone that wants to have a chat around what it is. And look, it has been a bit rocky. There are things that are out of our control. We think we could have done them better at that particular time. You know, certainly once it happens, we certainly make sure that we come understand why it's happened and make sure it doesn't happen again.
And will you get together? Will you have a player get together pretty quick? Will you try and get one to establish the group and the unity again that might not have been scheduled already?
Yeah, look, it's always tough, isn't it? Like, so, if through the home and away season, we've got a 200-seat facility at Adelaide Oval where it's our past players and officials members come every home game and with their children and engage. And we have the academies and we do have once a year where we have a function where we invite all of our past players from all around Australia to come to one game and engage. And obviously in this current environment, it's really hard. But I guess to your point, and everyone knows that loves their football and work in COVID. Like we're in the middle of a pandemic. It's the biggest financial crisis that any sporting club is going through. Everyone's read about the position of their own club, the AFL, and it's just so vital to make sure. And when we're in an environment of pulling together and asking members to help and support us, okay, it's not the ideal outcome when you've got one of the greats of the club that comes out and says he feels that way. So again, we acknowledge it. And we want to pull together and we want to make sure that we understand in detail you know, how we can remedy all the issues that maybe Andrew might have. So we're keen to chat, and you know, we want all our members and supporters to stick fat with us and make sure that, as we do with all the other clubs, that you know, we're all on the right page and we're all fighting for the ultimate outcome, which is a premiership.
And before I let you go, are you worried that all your hard work to establish a great foundation for this club through that era of greatness from premierships and the people that were involved that were really strong characters is in danger of eroding? Rod?
Oh, you're always mindful of it, Dwayne, aren't you? Like, it's totally, you know, like everyone's doing a lot of work. And I think that's another piece we have to acknowledge. I mean, sometimes Andrew's actions don't reflect what he says because he's around the club and he's in the club all the time. So I guess the underlying unfortunate outcome of this is that, you know, a lot of people within the club that have heard his commentary, you know, are really upset and disappointed. It's hurt a lot of people. So we're always trying to make things better. And if you don't know or you don't understand what those issues or challenges are, then how can you go about remedying? We feel we're across them and we feel we understand, but we're obviously empathetic to how Andrew's feeling and we want to know what they are. So we're super engaged and keen to understand.
And how much do you win the showdown by, Rod, before I let you go?
Isn't it hard? I really am unsure. There's no guideline to, you know, we're going to go in and both teams, potentially Robbie Gray might not play based on his broken toe, but outside of that, both teams have got, you know, an absolute full complement of their list to choose from. Look, it's always ferocious regardless of what the crowd or whether it's a trial game or whatever, but look, I'm obviously hoping that Adelaide will get up. The size changed a little bit. It's going to be Matthew Nix's second game. And as we know, regardless of the position on the ladder, they're always pretty tight. So let's say Adelaide win those.
Good on you, Rod. I appreciate you jumping on the line and explaining what the club's going to do next to us all. And I can't wait to see you again at the footy. We'll talk soon.
Likewise, Dwayne. Appreciate it. Thank you.